Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. GNO presents Against the Grain. Rochelle Bergeron opens October 5th. Against the Grain is an exploration of human existence, captured through an intimate lens and rendered in the timeless medium of black and white photography, using Kodak TMY120 film. Each photograph within this series tells a story of individuals who navigate life in a distinctive and unorthodox manner, embracing their own unique path, often in defiance of societal norms. The opening reception takes place at 5 p.m. October 5. The show runs through until December 3. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents ABBA Gold, a 30th anniversary celebration. Until October 7. ABBA Gold was first released September 21, 1992. With more than 32 million sales worldwide, ABBA Gold has emerged as the group's all-time greatest success. As the second highest-selling album of all time in the UK, it has spent over 1,055 weeks on the official UK album chart, making it the longest-running album in the official albums chart top 100. Including 19 of ABBA's biggest hits, including Dancing Queen, Knowing Me, Knowing You, Take a Chance on Me, Mamma Mia, and The Winner Takes It All, to mention a few, it has become a staple amongst fans for three decades. Now, Sudbury Performance Group is bringing its own local flair to this catalog with their own Dancing Queens. The show runs at Thornlow University Theatre until October 7. Ticket and showtime information is available online here. Fall Colors Thanksgiving Walk, October 9. Mark your calendar for the popular annual Fall Colors Thanksgiving Walk in the Minnow Lake Oak Forest Lookout Park. The event will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving Monday, October 9, starting from the parking lot at Minnow Lake Place on Bancroft Drive, north shore of Minnow Lake, corner of Lonsdale Avenue. As in previous years, Professor Peter Beckett, chair of the Vegetation Enhancement Technical Advisory Committee, VETAC, will lead the approximately one-hour hike up into the Oak Forest, part of Rainbow Roots. People of all ages are welcome. Dogs are welcome on leash. Rubber-soled shoes are recommended. The walk will not take place if there is heavy rain. Sultans of String Concert, October 10. Award-winning First Nations, Métis and Inuit artists will be performing with Juno Award nominees Sultans of String. Walking Through the Fire is a musical multimedia event unlike any other. From Métis fiddling to an East Coast kitchen party, rumba to rock, to the drumming of the Pacific Northwest, experience the beauty and diversity of music from Turtle Island, Canada with Alyssa Delbert-Sachuk of the Métis Fiddler Quartet, Ojibwe, Finnish singer-songwriter Mark Marilainen, Najiwan, and Coast TSMZN elder and singer-songwriter Shannon Thunderbird performing on stage, as well as virtual guests on the big screen, including Dr. Duke Redbird, the Northern Cree Pow Wow Group, and more. The concert, presented by Café Heritage, takes place starting at 7 p.m. October 10 at College Boreal Sal Trisac. Purchase tickets online here. Night Owl Jazz Series, October 12. The Night Owl, a restaurant and lounge at 158 Elgin Street, hosts weekly live jazz music every Thursday. Guests from Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Winnipeg and New York playing instruments such as the upright bass, guitar, trumpet, trombone, saxophone and keyboard are joined by local talent at the weekly events. Enjoy the sounds of Duncan Hopkins on bass for October 12. Tickets are available through nightowl.vip or the Night Owl Facebook events page. Tickets are $20 and the show starts at 7 p.m. Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal party, Halloween edition, October 14 and 28. Sudbury Indie Cinema is chilled and thrilled to announce the Halloween edition of the Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party. Kids today may not realize the significance of the Saturday morning ritual, but once upon a time, we had to wait a whole week to get our cartoon fix, and when we got it, we tended to binge. Well, welcome to the Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party, that special time when kids and kids at heart get to relive the exciting Saturday morning ritual of non-stop retro cartoons, and binge on the multicolored sugary cereals that used to be a part of every balanced breakfast. The cartoon lineup is always a mystery, but expect to see monsters, sci-fi, sleuths, superheroes and all kinds of 2D silliness, both faves and obscurities spanning the 50s through the 90s, all punctuated with vintage commercials, PSAs and station IDs for a three-hour trip down memory lane. So get ready for a sugar rush and an explosion of nostalgia all wrapped up in one candy-coated package. Event runs at 10 a.m. both October 14th and 28th. Tickets are available online here. Poet Roger Nash launches new book, October 14th. Join former Greater Sudbury Poet Laureate Roger Nash as he launches his new book, World of Difference, his 22nd title, at the Mackenzie Street branch of the Greater Sudbury Public Library. The event begins at 1:30 p.m. on October 14th. All are welcome. Tree Days event, October 14th. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee hosts a TD Tree Days event in the Flour Mill on October 14th. Volunteers are needed to help plant 100 native trees and shrubs. The event goes from 1 to 4 p.m. at Claude Charbonneau Park, aka Percy Park. Event details and registration link, https://www.tdtreedays.com/n-ca/events/5234. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven and Brahms, October 14th. Enjoy Beethoven's 7th Symphony and Brahms's Academic Festival Overture plus a fanfare written for Canada's sesquicentennial and some of Grieg's Peer Gynt suites. The SSO will be under the direction of William Rosen, one of the candidates vying to become the symphony's new music director. The performance takes place October 14th starting at 7 p.m. at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium. Purchase tickets online here. Guided Walking Mural Tour, October 14th. Grab your squad, slap on your best walking shoes, and prepare to be swept off your feet by Sudbury's new guided mural tours. Up Here Festival will be hosting guided mural tours once a month, every month, until October. Up Here's guided mural tours are the creme de la creme when it comes to discovering Sudbury's impressive urban art gallery. The next mural tours take place October 14th at noon. Reserve your spot for one of these colorful two-hour walking tours now. Tickets are priced at an accessible $15 per person. For further information and to book your spot, visit uphere.com/tours. Thomas Hellman presents Mythomane at Place des Arts, October 14th. His father is from Texas, his mother is from France, and his performances are at the crossroads of cultures and art forms. In a genre-breaking performance that combines old-time storytelling, minimalist theater and a folk music concert, with multi-instrumentalist Olaf Gundel, Thomas Hellman brings to life some of the world's greatest stories, the classical myths of Western civilization, with a charming simplicity that makes them even more eternal. And as simple as that, you will learn the origins of everything, the universe, humans and gods, the passions that drive them and the destinies that await them. This show is presented through a collaboration by Centre Franco-Ontarien de Folklore, La Slague du Carrefour Francophone and Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Catch the show at Place des Arts at 8 p.m. October 14th. Purchase tickets online here. Walden Art Club Show and Sale, October 14-15. The Walden Art Club holds its Artists in Action 2023 Fall Show and Sale October 14th and 15th. The show runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, and is being held at the T.M. Davies Community Center, Walden Arena, in Lively. Admission is free. Refreshments will be available. Ennis Sisters Concert, October 15th. Newfoundland's Ennis Sisters will be visiting Sudbury before the snow flies for the first time in a while. The popular Atlantic Canada Celtic trio, renowned for their powerful voices and sweet harmonies, usually make a Nickel City stop with their Christmas show, but this fall they are making a rare October visit, alongside their pianist, Wade Tarling. The group hits the stage at Sheridan Auditorium at Sudbury Secondary School on October 15, which offers great sound and lighting, as well as comfortable seating, organizers said. Showtime is 7 p.m. with doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are available in person or online at Sudbury Theatre Centre. The show will consist of two sets of 45 minutes plus a 20-minute intermission and will end at approximately 9:15 p.m. Presentation on relationships, belonging for parents. October 17th. Rainbow District School Board hosts a presentation by Dr. Jean Clinton on October 17 at 7 p.m. Clinton is a clinical professor of psychiatry and behavioral neurosciences at McMaster University and one of four experts who advised the Liberal government of Kathleen Wynne on reforms to the education system. The presentation is titled, Helping Our Students Thrive Through Challenging Times. The presentation will be delivered live at Sudbury Secondary School, 154 College Street, and live streamed to Espanola High School, 147 Spruce Avenue, and Manitoulin Secondary School, 107 Bay Street in Machijing. Community Creek Cleanup. October 21st. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee co-ordinates a public cleanup event with the Blue Community along a section of Junction Creek by the Real Canadian Superstore. Join us to help remove litter along the shoreline. Garbage bags and gloves will be provided along with refreshments. The even runs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., rain or shine, at the Real Canadian Superstore, 1485 LaSalle Boulevard. Meeting in the East Parking Lot by Junction Creek, map location, https://maps.app.gu.gl/uv5ckakenas8s7 closing parenthesis. Please register. https://forms.office.com/r/zqsqrrcrwf Finlandia Village Fall Bazaar. October 21st. Finlandia Village, 233 4th Avenue. Hosts a fall bazaar on October 21 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Finlandiakoti Block A. Admission is free. Attendees have a chance to win a rocking chair, pull a wreath or a fall gift basket. Everyone welcome. GNO presents, Journalism, Jorge Cueto. Until October 27. Journalism is an artistic venture in which Jorge Cueto explores downtown Sudbury through photography and interviews. By immersing himself in this urban landscape, Cueto aims to reveal a space that transcends physical boundaries, delving into the dimensions of time, experience, imagination and emotion. Through his lens, Cueto captures the sound and light dimensions of the people he encounters. Cueto invites the public to meet him at the gallery every Wednesday until October 25 from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Projections will take place on the gallery's facade every Friday until October 27 from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Christmas Luncheon at Grace United. November 4. Grace United Church, 1520 Bancroft Drive, hosts a Christmas luncheon at the church, parking on Berry Street. On the menu are assorted soups, sandwiches, apple crisp with ice cream and choice of beverages. There will be a door prize, a quilt draw, a bazaar and crafts, as well as a back sale. Cost is $15 for adults and $8 for children ages 6 to 12. Children under 5 have free entry. Avian Cyborgs, exhibit at Art Gallery of Sudbury. Runs until December 17th. A show called, Avian Cyborgs, exhibiting at the Art Gallery of Sudbury runs until December 17. Senior New Brunswick artist Terry Graff is not only the artist behind this project but the primary motivating force on the organization of the exhibition, Avian Cyborgs, The Art of Terry Graff, its circulation across the country, and the accompanying publication. In the 1970s, Graff began fusing images of ducks with machinery as a visual expression of the process of becoming modified or transformed for survival in a dystopian world. This exhibition of approximately 375 artworks features two principal series, Warbirds and the Pandemic Horror Series, as well as a marvelous selection of assemblage sculptures. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.